Welcome, family, to an On the Air Live with me, Trinace. This is a conversation that I had with Vince Robinson a while back, and I didn't share it with you all because it came out with a little sound issue, and that was something that was going on with his equipment through the internet, whatever it was. We were doing this over the phone. And he was in studio. So it came out a little rough. And I didn't like the sound quality. And I wasn't going to share it. But I had my my son, who is a sound engineer, work on this file. And he helped to clean this up. So we're going to share it with you because the content is really important. And I think it is a lot better than it was. And I know that you'll get a lot out of it. So I hope you enjoy this interview that I had with Vince, the latest one that I've had with Vince. Thank you so much. Enjoy.
This is 360 Info Network on AM 1490 WERE. We have a great show lined up for you today. I have a guest who is doing wonderful things in this community, and she's in the field of holistic health, and we're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk about a film that you may have seen recently called They Clone Tyrone. And we're going to talk about shadow work. You know, we know about light work, but we don't necessarily know about shadow work. So we're going to talk about that today. Without any further ado, I would like to welcome to 360 Info Network my good friend, the Reverend Dr. Trinace Talbert. We connected a couple years ago, and we've actually done a couple of shows together, and just miraculously, I got a call from her the other day, and I couldn't resist having her on the show today. So welcome, Reverend Dr. Trinace.
Well, thank you, Vince. It's always a pleasure.
Okay. And just want to let everybody know our broadcast partner, Hamptonio, is out in the field today. He may be joining us a little bit later, and when he does, we will definitely welcome him to the show. So as I said, what prompted this conversation was a call. Dr. Talbert is not on Facebook a whole lot, definitely not as much as I am. But I reached out to her a couple months ago, and I think she finally saw that message. So that's the way the universe works. And we had a health summit here in Cleveland a few weeks ago, and it was just such profound medical information. I just want to continue the momentum that began as a result of their presence here in Cleveland. Dr. Talbert is here in Cleveland, so you are able to connect with her on a personal level and take advantage of the great things that she's able to do. So why don't we start by you just giving us an idea of what you are doing, the types of modalities that you're working in, and then we'll talk about some of the other things that you're doing.
Well, I use energy work to help people. So that means I use frequency medicine as well as my own healing from my hands. So people just need to know there's lots of ways to get healing. And they don't have to use the allopathic modalities. It's so many ways to do it naturally. And It works like magic.
Okay. When you talk about allopathic, and we have been joined by Brother Hamptonio. When you talk about allopathic, tell the folks out there who are listening and watching what allopathic is and what the contrast between allopathic and natural medicine is.
Well, natural means that you're using some form of natural modality, whether it be herbal, water therapy, sun therapy, which is called heliotherapy, whether you're using frequencies, which is what you're made up of, is sound. We use sound medicine in many different ways. So when you go to allopathic medicine, then now you're using pharmaceutical drugs. You're taking tests that are very dangerous. They have side effects. Everything has side effects. And sometimes their answer is worse than the problem that you have already. So we have to get away from the poisons, the toxins, and start healing our body through the food we eat, through the thoughts we think, and then the other modalities that are available to us, like clean water, fresh air, sunshine, exercise, the old school stuff.
Yes. So there are some who are advocates of science and they kind of poo-poo the idea of using herbs and whatnot. But, you know, back in the day, grandmother would send us out into the woods and we'd come back with plants, and somehow those plants would take care of whatever we were dealing with, you know. But fast forward, things like pine needle oil are largely ignored. Can you talk about some of the natural ways that we can heal the body using those plants and herbs?
Oh, everything. Absolutely everything. For the past 30 plus years, I've been an herbalist, so I've used herbs for everything from just baths, treating your feet, fungus of the toes, healing your skin, scars, scar tissue, healing the inside, the outside. Sage is a good herb to use as an example, because sage, you can put it on our turkey or our dressing and that sort of thing for Thanksgiving. But it's actually a powerful healer on many different levels. And so sage helps to heal your internal organs. It brings the body back into balance. So if you have any kind of scarring inside or outside, sage tea will begin to heal that and bring your body back into balance. It's amazing the things that sage can do for you. Just one herb.
Another thing that I know that is abundant, especially for those who don't fertilize and put chemicals on their lawns, is dandelions.
Yes. Dandelion root, your bladder, your urinary tract. It's very powerful. It's a blood purifier. Dandelion root is very good for you.
And then I'm also aware of some other things that are in our environment that we may not be aware of, like purslane, for instance, just things that are growing around us that we're not aware of. Are you aware of any resources that folks can use to determine what's useful to them?
Well, you know, when it gets into herbs, you really need to study, because what happens is people start using aromatic herbs for medicinal purposes. There's different herbs for different things, and you really have to know what you're doing. You can't just jump out there and start eating stuff. But I see people do stuff all the time, and it's just due to lack of knowledge. They don't know what they're really doing. You really have to know what you're doing, because there are some dangerous plants out there, and they can be used for healing, but you have to know how to use them. And if we say sage, you cannot boil sage. You need to steep it. If you boil sage, it becomes a poison. But if you steep it, then you get the healing from it. So you have to know what you're doing with these different herbs.
That's interesting. You know, sage is something that's commonly used in cooking as a spice to provide flavor. Is there any danger to using it in those ways?
No.
Okay.
No. When you boil an herb, it's going to be a long 20, 30 minutes, you know, it's in that water and it's boiling. So you start to activate a different chemical reaction in it. But when you steep it, the water's already hot. So it's not continuing to increase. So you're not activating the chemical change in the herbal structure.
Okay. I'd like to welcome Brother Hamptonio to the broadcast. How you feeling today, bruh?
No, not too bad. Not too bad.
Okay. Do you have anything that you have as a burning issue that you want to ask our expert this morning?
Well, yes, you know, definitely want to get into the frequency thing. I don't want to get too far in, you know, because if you're going to take a break. But I definitely understand, and I think our audience needs to understand the whole thing about frequency. And I think once we get a good hold on this whole frequency piece, then we can start as you say, as people just understanding, you know, how herbs work, how sound work, how music work on the body and those things, and you start to approach those things differently, you know, with an understanding. And with that, you know, because our ancestors, you know, like she said, healed with sound, music, and thing, and now we can understand why that's important. And then we may take issues a little bit too far as the system is concerned, far as music is concerned, while it's being produced at the 440 hertz rather than the 432 hertz and things like that. So you'd be surprised on this whole frequency piece on how it could change everything, you know, how you approach things, how you approach life, and what you put around us. You know, you can start developing your house around you with certain type of frequencies. You know, our people look at things like crystals and stones and like that, and like, wait a minute, that's not alive. What's that all about? You know, why? How come a certain rock or crystal or you know, can do any, have any kind of healing properties that would affect me as far as helping me, you know? So when we open our minds up and understand that everything is about frequency and everything is about energy, then it changed your whole approach to health, life, and everything.
Yes. A couple years ago, maybe it was within the past couple years, we did have a guest along with Dr. Talbert who practiced quantum healing using frequencies. So I want to invite you to give us a detailed explanation of frequencies and how they can be utilized to our benefit, and also how they can be utilized to our detriment.
So the frequencies itself is just sound, and everything creates a vibration. So if you have your phone next to your body, it's emitting a sound, it's emitting a frequency. That's the way it's able to communicate with other phones at a distance. It's sending out a frequency, it's sending out some level of sound, even when you're not using it. So that is going through your body. And your body is full of cells that actually have their own sound. And every organ in your body is creating some sort of music, a note, a frequency. And so when you start getting bombarded by these outward frequencies, these towers, your modem in your house, all of the different things that's going on, the microwaves, the TV, the radio, everything is on some level of frequency, and it's going through your body. So those things affect you. And because they're man-made, they're negative. They're on the wrong levels of frequency. They're in low vibrations. So you start to have radiation. So when you look it up, it's coming from the electromagnetic field. So everything is light. Everything is light, and it transfers to a note, to frequency, to sound. And that is electromagnetic energy. So there is positive realms that affect us positively, and then there's negative realms that affect the flesh, the body, the mind negatively. So you really need to know what you're exposing yourself to and then how to protect yourself. Just like Hamtonio said, there's certain things, certain stones that can protect the energy around your home, because it starts to cancel out the frequency. And that's why in ancient sculptures and buildings, the architecture is all based around stone. And if you do any research, you'll find out the stone they used was for a specific reason, because that stone has certain attributes and it can help for whatever they were trying to do, whether it's to amplify a frequency or to cancel out frequency. You know, many different things, different stones do. So it's just that we lack the understanding or knowledge that goes deeper into these types of things.
So the idea of crystals, can you talk about what crystals are and how they work?
Well, everything is made of carbon on this planet. You know, it's a carbon base. We have a carbon based planet. And I should say that's the most of the molecules that are on this planet. Of course, there's many different elements that make up these things, but most of the crystals resonate. If you deal with, like, we have crystals in our computers, in our cell phones, and all electronics, they use some type of quartz crystal. But usually they manufacture these crystals because a quartz crystal that you would find in the ground would not be pure enough to actually hold the frequency as clearly as what they need for this technology. But all this technology is based on crystal, which is resonance, vibration, frequency, once again. And crystals of many different kinds do different things because they resonate at different levels of vibration. So they affect different parts of you. They can help different parts of you. And it's worth the while to study. And that's one of the reasons why I offered classes on natural healing, holistic living. And we go through many, many different crystals. We go through many different minerals so that you see where the mineral comes from, the attributes of it, how it helps you. We talk about vitamins. We talk about the healing, natural healing of the body. So many different things. And really, we just need to start getting into this information because you need to know. You need to know. People need to know. Everybody has a body, but not everybody knows how it works or how to heal it.
Yes.
I think that's important. Are you going to break or are you going to stay?
No, we're going to keep going. And I just want the folks out there who are watching to see this. I have a few of these. This is Argonite. And this is one of the things that I implement to counteract the EMF. I'm working to get up a slide on the screen. And perhaps in the second hour of the show, I'll be able to share the screen so that folks who are viewing us on YouTube and Facebook can see it. But, you know, I was able to get a number of these through Amazon. And, you know, you got to be careful about where you get stuff from. But I have no doubt about the fact that this is real and it does what it is supposed to do. Also, upon the advice of Dr. Talbert, I got some red pine needle oil. So that's one of the modalities that I'm implementing. And I try to take it every day. I just take like 5 drops or so under the tongue every day. And it's one of the ways that I can defeat some of the things that are floating around in the atmosphere that threaten our health. So very important to know about these things. Tell us about the classes that you're doing. Are they online, in person? How does that work?
Well, we have classes that are online. The Natural Healing Holistic Living classes are already recorded. They're pre-recorded. It took us 4 years to complete those classes. There's 40 different lessons. The first two levels, there's 3 levels to it. First two levels, anybody can take. You can take a la carte. You can go in and say, oh, this looks interesting. I'd like to take this class. Or you can be serious and want to be trained to become a transformational healer. So that means you would take all 3 levels in, of course, in order so that you're getting the information because it's built on one another. Each lesson builds on the other one before it. These classes are phenomenal. We actually have our first graduating class that finished in June of this year. So we had a celebration for them, a graduation. So I need to train people so that they can help do healings. So all of our transformational healers that are here in Cleveland are volunteering their time to help give free energy sessions to people. And they're practicing Qigong. And if anyone is interested, then you can go to my website at awakenthehealing.com and send a contact form. And if you have a Gmail address, you would need to include your phone number in there because Gmail has blocked me from being able to contact people through email.
Yeah.
I find it kind of interesting. One thing I wanted to touch on too, that and make our audience understand a little bit. I speak on Dr. Royal Rife. He was in the like 1920s that developed a machine that can cure cancer. And how he went about this principle of doing it, he dealt with frequency. And I think something that's more important would bring some understanding to our audience is understand that everything resonates at a certain frequency. So he was able to dial in the frequency that was necessary to deal with cancer cells. And understanding that a good cell vibrates at a certain resonant frequency and a bad cell or a cancer cell resonates at a certain frequency. So he was able to tune into that cancer cell's frequency by emitting some type of frequency into the person's body, therefore destroying the cancer cells and leaving the cancer, leaving the good cells alone. Now, this is way back in 1920s. So you think our system, our medical system understands that, you know, Cancer Foundation has been taking billions, quadrillions of dollars from in research money forever. You know, we all this technology we deal with trying to go to Mars or whatever, and you think they haven't figured out that at this point? So it is that whole or their approach to cancer, is that all about population control or something to that particular nature? So in saying that, you know, like when we use the example of how we used to see on TV when somebody sing and they have a certain, they sing a certain frequency and it breaks the glass, right. You know, that's when that those are, you know, that particular molecules responded to that particular frequency and therefore dispersing and separating the glass. So that's how everything works on the planet. And so by doing that and understanding that, again, like I said before, you approach smells, musics, you know, sound, all in a different manner, you know. So I think that is very important. So then, and our ancestors understood it, you know, and a lot of the stuff that they talk about, plants and healings like that, it's not spooky. It's about this frequency that particular plant or herb puts off that affects the body in a certain kind of way, because all of us work walking around with some type of aura frequency. Anything that moves, moves in molecules, you know, that brings off a frequency, therefore a magnetic field. So once we start looking at everything around us more in the terms of energy and frequency, then we will start to maneuver a little bit different. And then we will start to understand that, you know, in essence, we just won't operate in ignorance like that. We'll be more concerned about what's around us, what we're doing, and what kind of frequency environment that we are putting ourselves in. It would come more to light and an understanding.
Okay, so I think that is a perfect segue, Dr. T, to tell us about Royal Rife and how that technology has evolved. I know you have partnered with Tom Palladino. As a matter of fact, I acquired a frequency device upon your urging. So talk to us about where that technology is now and how we can utilize it.
Wow, the technology is amazing. There's so many advances to what Royal Rife did. And we have many different scientists around the world that have been perfecting what he started. So at this point, there's literally devices that you hold in your hand that analyze your entire body, that biofeedback, where it sends a frequency through the body. And the response is that we can see every system in your body, every organ. We can see the blood flow in the brain. We can count the cholesterol levels of your blood. We can actually measure the pH of your urine. We just by holding a tube for 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes in your hand, we can scan the entire body. We can scan the eyes, the ears, every system, and know everything about you. So just like Antonio said, the knowledge is out here. This science has been perfected. And of course, our medical field knows about it, but there's no money in healing. There's absolutely no money in healing. Because if you have individual scientists creating these things, think about what whole countries backing billions and billions of dollars that they have. Of course, they've been using that technology to help kill people. I mean, literally, right. Outright, because it's more toxic and poisons out there and more ways of getting it into your system. You're breathing it in. It's the chemtrails in the sky. It's the toxins in the water. And tell me why we don't have clean water. Why can't we have clean water systems wherever we live around the world? There's answers to everything. The technology is out there. We certainly don't lack the technology. What we lack is people that are moral and ethical, that are running these countries, companies, Everything is business. And the business is making money. So it's not about healing people or getting rid of disease and sickness, which Dr. Royal Rife had done by the 1930s. Every known illness to man was solved by the frequencies. And if you go back and you study his story, you'll see they tried to destroy him after that. But that was confirmed by many different scientists and doctors around the world. They were using his machine. But that's the only reason why we have the technology now, is because he shared it with many different doctors and scientists around the world. So when it became dangerous to use his technology, others then hid it away until it was a safer time, and they continued to work on it and perfect it until a safer time like now for it to come back out. So since the early 1990s, his technology has been back on the scene and being perfected, was being perfected all along. But for us, for the everyday people to be able to get our hands on it. So just like you, Vince, you have a machine that's amazing and it is incredible. It's like having everything you need in your back pocket. You can help yourself. So this is what people need to learn how to do, but you need knowledge. I don't care what you're using. If you, even if you're using heliotherapy, you're using the sun to help yourself. You need to know how to use the sun, or the same thing that can heal you can harm you. So you need to know that. It's just all about knowledge. It's all about knowledge. So people need the knowledge because the tools are here. The information is here. The equipment is here. So there's no reason why we're still walking around sick, dying, limping. That's disease. That's a state of disease because we are energetic beings. We are constantly renewing ourselves energetically. So all of that is really illusion. So if you equal up radiation, the side effects of radiation, and what we call aging, you're going to get the same exact symptoms. So we are really just toxic. And when you see that aging process happening, it's because you're lacking, you're dehydrated, you're toxic, you're radiated. It's all those things happening. And your body is showing you, it's losing information. It's forgetting how to restore itself. And that's through frequencies. Frequencies bombarding you, going into your DNA, rewriting you. The mRNA is extremely important because it's information. So whenever you take something into your body and it's rewriting your DNA, what are you putting in your body? What are you being rewritten to do? You know, so we are really extreme, high tech. Our bodies, our biology is high technology. And that's why frequencies and things of that nature work with us. And that's why it's being used against us. So we just need knowledge to know how to use it for us. Because really, it comes down to the information that we lack of why we suffer from it. It doesn't take much. You can ground yourself and get rid of radiation. So just earthing pads, having an earthing pad in your home that you sit at your desk or you're sitting at the TV watching something and laying on the couch, you're laying on an earthing pad, you got your feet grounded when you're sitting up, and that will get the radiation out of your body. But if you don't ground, then all that stuff just stays inside of you and begins to deteriorate you and decompose you. So it's really simple information that can really help, and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
Okay. We're going to step away just for a few moments, and then we're going to come right back with more of 360 Info Network. Our special guest is the Reverend Dr. Trinace Talbert. She has a website. It's called awakenthehealing.com, and you can go there. You can get the book that she wrote, Doors of Light. You can also send an inquiry and find out how you can take advantage of the classes that she is teaching. She also mentioned certification. So if you are interested in becoming someone who is versed in holistic healing practices, you too can become a healer just by connecting with Reverend Dr. Talbert. We're going to be back with more 360 Info Network right after this. We are back with Dr. Trinace Talbert. I got to get used to calling you Reverend Doc. I guess I knew, but I didn't know. But no matter what the titles are, you are doing great work, and we really appreciate the insight that you are bringing to us. I was thinking as we were talking about frequencies and the things that we're swimming in, and then you brought up the chemicals that surround us. And I was just sharing during the break that I had watched the film, They Clone Tyrone. There is a scene in the movie where they're in a restaurant and they're eating chicken and everybody starts laughing. And it's because of a chemical that they put in the chicken that caused them to have that, I guess, ecstasy all of a sudden. And I know about certain excitotoxins like MSG, monosodium glutamate, something that it excites the brain. So when you're eating something and the MSG is in there, because you have that excitement, then you have this kind of happiness that happens. I saw something online a couple of weeks ago. I think it was a student minister in the Nation of Islam, and he was talking about Popeye's chicken. And he said that there were something like 45 ingredients and 33 of the ingredients were man-made chemicals. So in essence, you're not eating a chicken sandwich, you're eating a chemical sandwich. With that being said, what you were sharing about our bodies, you know, the electrical aspect of it, the fact that we're light beings, we're living beings, and everything that we ingest has an impact on us. It's really important for us to understand why we have to be concerned about what we put in our bodies, also what we put in our minds, and also the way we are affected by all these different adversities that we're dealing with that perhaps affect us on a spiritual level. So just keeping in mind the fact that you are Reverend Doctor, can you talk about how spirituality plays a role in enabling us to experience optimal health?
That's pretty deep. It's profound. It's profound because what you eat determines the level of consciousness you can hold in your body. Because we are made up of what we eat. So when they use neurotoxins in the food, as you describe with the MSG and all of the other neurotoxins that they put out there, they affect us so that certain parts of our consciousness cannot awaken. And basically what it is it poisons you. And so when you're poisoned, you're weak. Your body's not just weak, but your mind is weak. And as well as your auric field is weak. And that means that the way that we communicate, like cells in our body communicate through light. And so that cell needs to be healthy in order to communicate with other cells. If the cell is weak, then it can't get its message out. It's internalized trying to use the energy to heal itself or to fight off whatever's going on in it. So if we look at ourselves as a cell in the body of the universe, we have to be healthy physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally in order to communicate with the whole universe. That's where our power comes in at. So when we are disconnected, there's studies that show, many, many studies that show that cancer patients, their light does not get exchanged with the environment around them. So what naturally happens is that my biophotons in my body get exchanged with every other living organism around me. Our biophotons are constantly exchanging. But when we're sick, this starts to die off and the power to exchange those biophotons goes down. So with cancer patients in particular, they don't exchange their light with their environment. So this is very interesting when you start talking about the light, photonic healing, light healing, energy work in that way. We have to be able to absorb light from the sun. It has to be a certain frequency. When we use the suntan lotion and the sunblock, is actually a frequency scrambler that we're putting on our skin. It scrambles the frequency of the sunlight so that it's no longer healing. It turns very dangerous for us. And that's where the cancers are coming from, not from the sun, but from the sunblocks. So you need to do your research. Everybody just needs to study and begin to become aware that people are making a lot of money off of you being sick. They're not going to make the money off of you being well. They're just not going to make the same amounts.
Yeah, I'm just thinking back to what we've come out of in terms of the pandemic and, You know, it seems like there was an obsession with hand sanitizer, and people were just, they were applying it religiously. Every time they walk into a building, hand sanitizer. And I know that they use titanium dioxide in the hand sanitizer. When you talk about chemicals, they're so pervasive. The water is fluoridated. And we've talked on this show about the dangers of fluoride being in the water supply. And when you look at the history of it, it was because they wanted to find a use for this product, not that they wanted to provide protection for our teeth to prevent cavities, but because they had an ulterior motive. They wanted to implement a calcification of our pineal gland. So, as you said, it just kind of keeps people dumbed down. Then I reflect on the movie once again, and there's a scene in the film where they're at a club, and the DJ, who happens to be one of the clones that's being operated by the so-called powers that be, puts on a song, and then people start spinning in circles. So it was like they were in a trance. They were zombies. And then there is another scene in the film where this zombie, I'll say, is walking down the street, and they just pick him up and take him away. You know, this whole idea of this underground type operation mirrors the fact that there are underground military operations, you know. So there was just so much to unpack in that film. I think that people need to watch it, but not just watch it. Watch it with a discerning eye. Watch it with the intent of learning something about what's being done, but also what you can do to combat what they are doing. So if it means that chicken is a toxic substance, then perhaps you should think about not eating chicken. And I know it's hard for us to swallow because we've been doing it for so long, but there are some issues with that particular meat for us. Dr. Talbert, are you aware of anything about chicken that, aside from the things that they put on us, is dangerous to us?
Chicken is one of the most inflammatory meats along with pork, but chicken causes you to have many of these ailments that people have. Their joints are all messed up and inflamed, arthritis, whatever we call it, whatever name we're calling it. Chicken causes inflammatory issues in the body. But it's not just the chicken. It's this poison is in everything. It's systemic. So we really have to look at our food supply, because that's how we're being poisoned, is through the food and through the water. So you have to take control of the water you're drinking. Again, reading labels and praying to God that when you do get spring water, you're not being poisoned through that. You really need to get spring reports. Go back to the company where that water came from, and it'll take you, if you go to their website, it will take you to the spring, the source where they get their water from, and they have to do water reports. So if you do drink spring water, you should have a water report on your water monthly. You should be doing that. But there's many different water systems out there now you can use to get the fluoride out of the water, to get the water to where it's healthy. Again, the alkaline water systems can be overused because your stomach is not supposed to be alkaline. It's supposed to be acidic. So a lot of people drink too much alkaline water, and it causes their stomach to get imbalanced with the alkaline acid balance that's there. So you have to really study. Again, it just goes back to knowledge. You have to know what you're doing out here, because today is about navigating this. It's really about navigating the awakening, because the awakening is the expansion of consciousness, and humanity is awakening. Humanity is trying to figure out what's going on. There's a lot of people starting to say, hey, like you say, who cloned Tyrone, or they cloned Tyrone? What's really going on out here on this planet? Just like the storm that came through the other night. We have tornadoes in East Cleveland, really? Of course, now that there's a SpaceX program and they've got 40,000 satellites around the planet, of course, they can control the weather wherever we go. But we have to also know that we have the power to override that technology. The technology that's inside of us is more powerful than that which they have created. But we have to align ourselves. We have, that's where the shadow work comes in. That's where the internal light comes in. You have to develop your power. It doesn't just come to you just because you're human, you just get it. But that's one of the reasons why they're poisoning humanity across the board, is so that you can't develop those powers, so that you don't get stronger. And so you have to begin to become aware of it before you can start helping yourself and learning what you can do to empower yourself to override. We truly can overcome whatever obstacles are out there. We do have the power, but we have to learn how to use it. And as far as that sounds, it's proven, it's scientifically proven that we, the consciousness of the people, alter the weather around them. So, you know, we're in a battle right now, and it's the technology that's being used against us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's very, very interesting. And when you talked earlier, I kind of like want to go back to that a little bit about the spirituality piece. And I think we don't really have a good understanding what spirituality is, that unseen world, because that's what we're talking about. That unseen world, how that unseen world affects the body. It's the unseen that rules the seen. And giving an example about, I was listening to some of our Khan brothers over in Ghana, how they look at light and how they look at life in general, you know, and God, you know. And it brings me back to something that I've been saying recently about oxygen or air. We need air to live. You know, the trees give off oxygen, the air, and they take in our carbon dioxide. That's a relationship right there. That's a spiritual relationship. That's a sacred relationship right there. You know what I'm saying? So life is in the air, you see? And so that means God's essence. See, we looking at it, this thing scientifically. See, they was looking at it as you know, spiritually.
Right.
God's life energy is in the oxygen that brings you life. So life gives off life. Nothing dead can give off life. So that's why they understood that the rock is alive, the trees is alive, God's essence is in everything around you. That's his energy. You know, so they say God is nature. God is not the source of nature. Nature is God. You know, he evolved or he is the source of everything that is living at this particular point. So if oxygen gives you life, that means that is God that is giving you life. This is how some of the concepts that they was talking about. You know, so you eat that piece of fruit, it brings forth life. So that means God is in the fruit, that his energy is bringing forth life. So.
Yeah, his signal kind of dipped out there.
I just said technology.
Right. Well, you know, we talked about Mercury retrograde at the top of the show. I want to go back to what you were saying about water, specifically alkaline water, because once upon a time I went in and purchased an alkaline machine, and little did I know that machine did not filter out fluoride and chlorine and all the other chemicals that are in the water. So when you have an alkaline machine, you have to also purchase a filtration system for that. A few months back, you told me about something called shungite. Can you tell us about shungite and how that can be used to purify your water?
Shungite transmutes toxins. And if you just take one piece of elite, you have to use the elite shungite. If you take one large piece of that and you put it in a jar of water, you test the water before you put the shungite in there, you will see the level of lead, the level of heavy metals that's in there. It's pretty miraculous what the shungite does. And then after, say, an hour or so of the shungite sitting in that water, those levels will be completely different. So it's the transmutation process, but shungite is almost 100% carbon. And carbon has the ability to eliminate toxins. So you have to know how to use the carbon, but that's why you can use the different types of carbon, like shungite, in order to clean the water. Is water filtration systems also can use carbon filters. You can see carbon being used in many different things. But the activated charcoal is another way to use carbon for healing. Again, charcoal is carbon-based. You use just, again, knowledge of what it is, but then they do have carbon that is being used as part of that jab or whatever you want to call it. They had in there shards of carbon that actually begin to cut up the veins. So there's different ways to use carbon for healing or for other purposes, just like anything. But you should know how to remove heavy metal from your body, because once it's in your body, most likely gets trapped in the brain. And that's where people get the brain fog and the issues with memory and all that sort of thing. It's from the heavy metals. One of the issues, but it's a huge issue because we've been bombarded by heavy metals.
Yeah. I mean, one of those sources I'm led to believe is the chemtrails that you referred to earlier. When they spray from the skies, it's dropping aluminum, strontium, and barium down into the atmosphere. It gets into the soil. It plays a role in depleting the minerals in the soil, but it also makes contact with our skin. And if, as you say, it's somehow getting to our brains, then it's going to affect our mental capacity. So very, very important to understand that. There are some other things perhaps that we can do that may involve vitamins or supplements to help us deal with metals in our body. Can you suggest any of them?
The bentonite, the calcium bentonite, is one of the most effective ways to remove heavy metals from the body. So I've been doing a lot of work with the bentonite, and what I've noticed is that people who are using it don't have the heavy metal in their bodies anymore. So obviously it's working. So we do dry blood analysis. We do a biofeedback with the blood. We also do a analytical quantum analysis of the body, so we can get not only the blood levels of your lead, of all of the different arsenic, all these different heavy metals that's in your blood specifically, but we also can scan quantum-wise and find out many different heavy metals that are in the body. So the heavy metals are very difficult to get rid of if you don't know what to use. So I would strongly suggest the bentonite. Now, there's different ways you can do bentonite. You can take baths in the bentonite, which is the clay you add to your bath water. If you're unable to get in a bath, then you can also soak your feet in bentonite clay. So I also suggest the liquid bentonite that you can take orally. So that has to be diluted in water, and it's best diluted in hot water because it is volcanic ash. So it really gets activated in hot water. And what it does is it works on a magnetic level. It begins, because it's such a high negative ionic charge, everything that's a toxin has a positive charge. So with the bentonite, it's a negative charge. And once it gets in your body, it means it has a lot of free electrons in it. Once it gets in the body, it then absorbs through magnetic all of those free radicals that's running around your body that's looking for electrons. It absorbs them, and then it transmutes it and turns it into something that's no longer the chemical that it was before because it was lacking electrons. So we really need to know something about chemistry as well for our bodies, because we need to know how this stuff works. It's not as complicated as they make it in school. I think sometimes we're taught things just to discourage us, the way that we're taught, so that it seems so complicated, but it really isn't that complicated. And we all can understand it. If we know how to read and write, we can understand the basics of chemistry, and that's all we need. To understand that things are made up of molecules, electrons, protons, neutrons, and when they're in a certain structure, they give it a different name. But once something is a radical, free radical, it means that the electron is free. And that's what happens in our body when we get radiation. It begins to weaken our cells and breaks down our cells so that we begin to create free radicals in the body. which means it strips away our electrons. And when we, that's why we need the antioxidants, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E. Those have high levels of free electrons. And so they go into the body and they find all those positive ions that are looking for electrons that are harming you. Because when they're running around the body, they're doing damage. You need those ACEs, what they call ACEs, your antioxidants. So you need to know that our diets need to be versatile. And there's nowhere where meat is healing to us. Everything in the body starts getting broken down when we're eating meat. Our digestive systems cannot assimilate the meat. Even people that have O body types, O blood types, they have more of the enzymes in their blood that can break down protein, you know, which is a long strand amino acid. A complex amino acid is what proteins are. So when people say we need our protein, we need our protein. That's why we need to eat meat. That's not true. We need amino acids. And proteins are just complex amino acids. I'm still getting feedback, Vince. I think you need to go put your headphones on.
Well, I've turned my volume down. The engineer has suggested that perhaps that you turn yours down. It might help with the feedback issue. And I just want to remind the listeners that we will be continuing our conversation online in 360 page 2. You can stay tuned on Facebook and YouTube, and we will continue this conversation with Reverend Dr. Trinace Talbert. Before we get away, I was hoping that you could give folks some good sources for shungite, because I'm sure that there are folks out there who heard you say that and see how easy it is to use it. Where are some good places that they can get that elite shungite that you mentioned?
Well, there's trusted. There's only a few trusted places where you can get stones today, really, because China is really good at imitating stones. So there's a company called Crystal River Gems, and they are located in Pittsburgh. So if you're not going to get it from Karelia, Russia, which might be a little difficult right now, considering what's going on in the world, that is where it comes out of. That's where I got all mine from before all this craziness started. But crystalrivergems.com, if you go there, just look it up on Google or whatever search you use. Look up Crystal River Gems, and they are one that is trusted. Look for the elite shungite. It's not cheap. You may spend $100 for a piece of elite shungite, but it will last a long time, and it will help you. So, you know, there's lots of videos on YouTube about shungite water. Just educate yourself on it and start using it. It's worthwhile. I mean, it's a very good way to help yourself to purify the water.
Well, I'm definitely glad you mentioned that. I tried to get some shungite, and I ordered it on Amazon. The package arrived, and then I looked at the label on the package, and it came from Massillon, Ohio, which is about an hour away. And then I tested it, because you can use a flashlight to test your shungite because it does conduct electricity. And when I ran a test on it, it didn't work. So I wasted my money on that shungite. But now that I have your source, I'll be able to get some. Brother Hamtonio, we have just a few moments left in the show. Is there anything that you wanted to announce or connect with the audience about?
No, just basically saying, like this sister said, you know, we have to start studying for ourselves and understand garbage in, garbage out. And this man is filling us with a whole bunch of garbage and toxins and things out there. So what you feed the body is what you feed the brain. And let's, you know, let's use live energy and live food in order to feed the body.
Yeah. Well, bruh, you just said a mouthful, you know. I hope that folks could really take in what you just shared with us, because, you know, there's just so much danger in our food supply that we're not aware of. We are eating food products that mimic food but aren't food, and we assume that they are. We watch the commercials. I saw a video yesterday where they were in a school, and they had cereal boxes lined up throughout the halls, and they did this domino thing with them. And I was just thinking about all the poison that was on the floor, there had to have been at least 1,000 students. And there was probably, you know, a couple thousand boxes in this little domino charade that they went through. But just to think that we take in so many things that we don't need, but we need awareness. And that's why Dr. Talbert is with us today. I highly encourage you to visit her at awakenthehealing.com. We'll continue this conversation on the other side, and we look forward to you joining us there. And we appreciate you for listening. Know yourself, love yourself, be yourself, make today your best day. Peace.
Peace.